And before I'd be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
Destination Freedom. The Chicago Defender and station WMAQ bring you Destination Freedom, a radio series dramatizing the great democratic traditions of the Negro people, interwoven in the pageant of history and a part of America's own Destination Freedom. Today, Destination Freedom tells the story of composer W.C. Handy in a special chapter entitled The Father of the Blues.
When I woke up this morning, blues walking around my bed. When I woke up this morning, blues walking around my bed. Went into breakfast and the blues got into my brain.
Nobody knows when the blues were born. Nobody knows where the songs began. Some say it was when Adam and Eve learned how to breathe. Some say it was on the day an assassin's bullet killed old Abe. Some say on that day the blues woke up from an empty bed in Memphis, walked the streets of Mobile like a natural man, haunted the bar rooms in Birmingham, laughed and cursed in the Jim Crow courts, and slipped unnoticed inside a guitar player who worked on a chain gang crew in a gravel pit by a railroad track in Alabama. This is the story of the water boy who noticed the blues.
Water boy!
Devilish boy.
Water boy.
I'm coming.
Get the lead out of your feet, boy.
Who wants water?
Blues called you first. Pass it up to him.
You mean Blues Lemon? The guitar man? He working here now?
That's right, Mr. Water boy. Blues Lemon is heading the gang. The fella with the nice new chains on his ankle. Now, Lord, why'd you make this here kid so innocent? Why, Lord?
Are you Mr. Lemon? You wanted water?
You took your time.
I didn't know what you was calling me. Gee, I'm glad you're here.
I never seen you. You never seen me.
I seen you playing the guitar.
They didn't allow kids in the places I played.
Slip in. You're the greatest musician in the world.
Yeah? You got good taste. Dip me some water there.
Huh? All right.
What you stop for? What you listening to?
That old train calling. Just a calling.
Yeah, ain't no sound can say more than a train calling. Train talks.
What's it say?
Train says, leave your chains behind and grab me. And one old day I'll take this here hammer and raise it over this chain and crack down.
Easy, Lemon. Huh? The captain's coming up. Keep cool. Keep working.
Get out of my way, boy.
Lemon. Lemon.
Yeah?
What you humming?
Just a little old song, boy.
What you call it?
Blues.
What's blues?
What's blues, he's asking Lemon. You hear that, boys?
Now, Lord, why'd you make the water boy so innocent? You know that ain't right, Lord.
But what is blues, Lemon?
Don't make fun of my business. Blues is blue.
Well, is that all?
That's all. Guess you ain't been around much.
Blues, water boy, is your heart. It's a train calling you. It's a woman minus a man. It's talk turned into music. It's music that gets down to the rocky bottom. Sometimes it's a sad song.
Then why are you singing?
The blues regenerates a man, water boy.
Will it regenerate me?
Get yourself a good guitar. Maybe I'll teach you to see for yourself.
Well, can't you tell me now? Have I got the blues?
No, no. You ain't got them, water boy. You ain't got no part of the blues. The blues got you.
The blues had the water boy when he walked home past the barrel houses and the bar rooms. He heard them sung soft as a cat's paw and sharp as the bite of a whip. They bit deep inside the water boy's stomach when he walked by the Broker Brothers novelty shop and stopped to stare at a guitar in the window. Ted Broker came out of the store.
Get your nose away from that window. You crack my glass. And all you can pay is I'm sorry. I don't want no I'm sorry.
Mister, what does that guitar sell for?
Cash. Cold, hard cash.
How much cash?
Too much for you to be handling.
How much?
Well, you really want it? I'll call my brother and get the price. Ray, come on out here.
Yeah? Yeah, what's all the fuss?
The kid wants the price of the guitar.
Well, he's wasting time. It's $52.
$52?
How much you make working after school in that gravel pit?
Dollar a week?
A dollar? Why, the strings cost more than a dollar.
I know. But I sure wish I could get that little old guitar.
Wishing won't get nothing. Working will. Save 52 weeks' wages. I'll save that guitar for you.
You will?
Yeah, yeah. Now, go on.
I'll go, but don't give it to nobody. I'll be back.
You wasting time, Ted. He ain't coming back.
A dollar say he'll be back.
Dollar says he don't.
It's a bet. If that kid got blues in his blood, he'll work his way back.
He went out working with the blues ringing in his head. He worked as a janitor's helper in the courthouse, a bellhop in a hotel. He pulled fodder for farmers, picked and cradled clover, and in less time than the year, he carried a sack of coins to the Broker Brothers and kept track of the count.
49, 50, 49, 60, 49, 70, 49, 80, 49, 90, 50.
You're $2 short.
Well, I thought for cash I'd get some off.
$2 short and all these pennies, nickels, and dimes.
It's legal tender, Ray, legal tender. Reach down that guitar. I win the bet.
Well, all right, I'll pay you.
What a young fella like you expect to do with a guitar?
I expect to learn how to play it.
Who'll teach you?
Blues Lemon will teach me.
Blues Lemon, the gambling musician? Why, he doing time, ain't he, Ray?
Yeah. Hey, say, kid, ain't you some kin to old Reverend Handy?
Sure, he's my dad.
Why, he's the strictest minister in the town. Don't like nothing but sanctified music.
That's because he ain't never heard the blues.
I see. Of course, he knows you're buying the guitar.
Oh, no, no. This is going to be a surprise.
Well, I declare. So you're going to just walk in and surprise Reverend Handy?
Yes, sir.
Well, right surprise and surprise. Here's your guitar. Handle it careful. Handle it like you don't expect to have it long, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'll be careful, all right. Well, thanks.
Ted.
Huh?
10-1, water boy will be back with the guitar. Blues and all before tomorrow.
That's a bet. The day's still young.
The day was young when Waterboy tucked the guitar under his arms like a sleeping child and went home, his fingers twitching at the strings, his heart like a leaf. He went home to surprise the Reverend Handy. He tiptoed inside.
Will? Will, is that you?
Yeah, Ma.
Then come in, boy. Your father wants to talk to you.
Sure, Ma. Hello, Dad.
Boy, where you been? Captain said he sent you home early.
I went up to the store.
Land sakes, don't be so mysterious. What's that you got behind you?
It's a surprise.
Well, let's see it.
All right. Here, a 12-string guitar. Well, don't you like it? It's just a guitar.
It's a plaything of the devil. A box for sinful music.
Just what do you intend doing with that instrument?
I'm going to be a musician.
Musician?
Now, Tom, all music ain't bad. You yourself like to hear Professor Bach play.
I said, what kind of musician?
Blues.
I told you blues men are nothing but idlers, tramps, loafers. They end up on chain gangs in and out of graves. I know. I preach their funerals. Before I let a son of mine become one, I'd preach his funeral.
Tom, don't say that.
I will say it. We're not built a respectable home for him to tear down with the devil's box. Who gave it you?
I bought it.
You take it back.
It's mine.
Will you take it back, or must I strap you?
It's mine.
Now will you obey?
No.
Will you take it back?
No.
Tom, stop it. Don't hit the boy again.
He got to obey.
He will. Listen, son. You're too young to understand what your father's talking about. You don't know nothing about music.
But I like it.
Isn't church music good enough for your ears?
Please, Tom, let me talk. Son, maybe we'll get you a music teacher. And then you'll learn the right kind of music. Now take the guitar back.
They don't want it back.
They'll exchange it. Get a dictionary and a bicycle. That'll do you good. Your father says blues never did nobody no good. Now go on. And don't stop on the way.
The water boy went out with his box and his 12 taut strings and his tight fist. And he went by way of the chain gang pit. And he stopped before the gang.
Well, look what the water boy is bringing. A guitar when I'm thirsty.
Lemon, look at this.
Water boy with a guitar. It's your doing.
Let the boy alone. I want to talk to him.
It's near time to catch the train. You ain't forgetting that, are you?
I'm not. So, you got the guitar, eh?
I got to take it back.
What's the matter?
My father says it's only for
loafers, idlers, barrel house bums, and outcasts.
I didn't say that.
And that's what the safe folks say. They say blues is backroom music. Opera is front room. They hide blues and work songs in the kitchen. All right, let them stay in the kitchen a while. They'll eat and grow lusty and strong. Pretty soon it'll be too strong for anybody to keep in the kitchen. Besides, they'll see how pretty is blues and work songs. Here, give me a little old guitar. Let me feel it before I go.
Where you going?
A good long way. This old hammer killed John Henry, but he ain't gonna kill me. You know about John Henry?
John Henry?
When John Henry was about 3 days old, a-sittin' on his pappy's knee, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and cried, "Hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me." The captain said to John Henry, "I'm gonna bring that steam drill round. I'm gonna bring that steam drill out on the job. Gonna wop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Wop that steel on down." John Henry said to the captain, "Bring that 30-pound hammer round. 30-pound hammer with a 9-foot handle. I'll beat your steam drill down, Lord, Lord. Beat your steam drill down." John Henry drove 15 feet. The steam drill only made 9. But he drove so hard till he broke his poor heart. And he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. He laid down his hammer and he died.
And the water boy sat on the rocks while the blues man fingered a folk tune. He sat till the evening sun went down and Red came up.
Lemon.
I hear you.
Then stop fiddling with the box.
The captain's going down the road a piece. The train will be passing.
I know it. Then act like it. Get rid of the water boy. He's bad luck.
The water boy's all right. Here, take your guitar. Give me my hammer.
Yep. Sure, Lemon. What you pulling a chain like that for?
Be quiet, boy. Be quiet.
Oh, the train's on time. The train?
Train's calling.
Take me.
You make yourself useful. Stand in front of me. Captain might look this way. Now, go on, Red. Hit the link on the edge. Come down. Good, bro. Now I'll do yours. Stand still, boy. All right, come on, head for the track.
You leaving me behind, Lemon?
For a while, boy, for a while.
But you ain't showing me the blues.
Show yourself, water boy, show.
Lemon, will you come on?
I'm coming. Boy, to sing the blues, you gotta live the blues. You won't get it from no teacher. You get it from people, any people. Turn the talking into music.
Lemon!
I'm coming. Boy, take this hammer. Give it to the captain. If you ask you where I am, tell him Blues Lemon's been here and gone.
That boy'd be on the chain gang himself if it wasn't for my good nature, ma'am. I can't use him no more. He lost that guitar, but now he loafs about the music halls and in the streets with the drunkards.
Has he taken to drinking?
Not alcohol, ma'am, but the blues is whiskey. So he's drunk all the time. Everything he touches turns to blues. I'm scared to let him dip out water to the men anymore. You better do something about him.
And they did something about him. Mrs. Handy called in Professor Bach, a doctor of music, who examined the patient from bass to treble clef and diagnosed his ailment.
Your son, Madam Handy, is suffering from a severe distemperment of the pentatonic scales. There's an overgrowth of the minor chord tending towards dissonance.
Great Lord, is he ill?
Musically speaking, madam, your son has been dead for quite some time.
Professor, can't you help him?
I am coming to that. For complete resurrection, I suggest extended treatment in symphonic orchestration. Some Brahms, some Beethoven, some Chopin, and a bit of Verdi. And, of course, he must get good instrumental training. That is, if he can develop the taste and ear for the proper elements of music.
He's got the ears all right.
Then we will begin. He likes dance music, so I teach him to execute the quadrille, the minuet, the polka, the waltz. The better to forget the cakewalk and the teukietrat. Now, Handy, listen to me. You have a pronounced aptitude for fingering at the piano. This we will exploit first. Clear your head of the past while I play Chopin. In a few years, you will play this way. If you can get the other music out of your head. Are you listening to me or to yourself?
For a few years, the water boy was listening to both. Sometimes to his lost guitar, sometimes to his teacher. And then he was composing sonatas like those in Italy, concertos like those from Vienna. And slowly the blues from Alabama was gone. Then there were the years learning the violin and the cornet, leading an ensemble across the country. And after a time, he played Chopin better than Professor Bach.
Congratulate myself. I taught you well.
Yes, you did. That's why I'm sorry we're going different ways now.
Oh, but why? In 20 years, you have made a name for yourself. With my managing, we can go farther.
No. I'm afraid I've lost the taste for the work, Professor. I haven't made much money.
Oh, nonsense. There's a depression now. It always hits entertainers first. It will pass over. We can go on.
Professor.
Yes.
This time, I'd like to travel alone.
Alone? But after...
I know. But I'd like to try to find some other forms of music besides concert. Some American music.
Huh? American music? What American music?
I don't know yet.
Have you seen any?
Well, not much on paper. But I can't get over feeling that all about me there's a new music. A good, rich music that's got a language and a body. I'm leaving concerts to look for it. Maybe I'll build some minstrel bands.
You have done that.
I can do more. Something like...
Playing a guitar?
a guitar. Did I play a guitar?
You have forgotten? Good. You can go on now and be a real artist. Yes, take your trip alone. There's enough money to carry you to Chicago. They have a World's Fair starting in a few weeks. The 1892 Exposition, they call it. There will be plenty of work for a concert artist. If you can keep your memory from straying back to Alabama, it may be the beginning of your real career. Now practice your preludes and good luck.
He practiced the preludes and took his skill to Chicago to the exposition. He got off in the busy station and looked about for a guide.
Say, mister.
Yeah?
How do you get to the exposition? I'm new here.
You'll be a year older before you get to the exposition. Haven't you read the papers?
Well, no, I've been on the train.
They decided to put the exposition off till 1893.
Next year?
Hits you pretty hard, don't it? Can't you go back where you come from?
No.
I see. In the same fix I'm in, huh? Musician?
Musician.
Well, what do you know? Me too. Hey, why don't you do like I'm doing?
Huh.
Ain't no work in Chicago till the fair starts, so let's go to New York.
Yeah, I'd like to, but I'm broke.
Oh, don't worry about a thing, pal. You don't need dough to hop a freight.
What do I need?
All you need is my advice. Lift your bags. Follow me over to the freight yards.
All right.
I'll give you the first lesson every musician ought to know. How to get out of town. Come on. They call me Slim. What do they call you?
He went around to the yards with Slim and walked along the tracks.
I'll show you the ropes. Now, you don't just hop any freight, see? You watch where they're headed. Now, this one down there is headed south to Tennessee.
Yeah?
Yeah. The New York train's up ahead. It'll be pulling out soon. Come on, pick them up and lay them down. Come on. Hey. What are you stopping for?
That train whistle.
Oh, you'll be hearing a million of them. Come on.
Now, wait.
Ain't no waiting, fella. That New York freight's leaving.
Slim, I think I'll catch the train going to Tennessee.
You crazy? The watchmen are tough on vagrants in the South. Besides, ain't no work in Tennessee for a musician. Now, don't just stand there listening. Come on.
No, Slim, you go. I just thought of something I've forgotten for a long time. I'm catching the train to Tennessee.
He climbed into the boxcar and listened to the clacking of the wheels while he rode through the night and the day before the freight stopped in the Tennessee yard. And he hid in the corner while watchmen came searching the cars.
Car six, all clear, Jake.
Check.
Car seven, all clear.
Check.
No, wait a minute. Somebody's in here. Come out of there, you.
The hobo. Let him have it.
Come out of there, I say.
All right, I'm coming, officer, but I'm no hobo.
He ain't no hobo, Jake.
No, he's the Prince of Wales. Come on, you. We got work for vagrants.
But I'm no vagrant.
You're a member of a chain gang for 3 months. That's the penalty for vagrants. Come on to the rock pile.
He went to the rock pile and he hammered in the hot sun and thought of how he could find the guitar he'd lost and forgotten. When the chains left his legs, he went wandering about the waterfronts and the streets, looking, listening for the chords. And in the courts, he was charged with vagrancy until the judge grew weary of him.
Well, what's he charged with this time, Grady?
Same as last time, Your Honor. We told him to stop roaming around town at night into every bar and barrel house, but he won't.
What are you looking for, man?
My guitar.
Oh, you lost a guitar? When did you lose it?
20 years ago in Alabama.
And you're still looking? This is Memphis, man.
I know it. I can find it here, too.
Now, what did I tell you, Judge? He's minus a very important screw.
Young man, I don't know about this guitar of yours, but if you don't find it shortly, you'll be looking for it in jail. Case dismissed.
He went on with his looking, and slowly he came closer to it. He began to hear the guitar. He began to hear human speech turning into song. He heard a farmer coming in from the field without his crops.
Boll weevil, boll weevil, where you been so long? Boll weevil, boll weevil. Now you got my call.
He heard a woman in Birmingham say,
I'm gonna lay my head right on the railroad track. I'm gonna lay my head right on the railroad track. And when the train comes along, Lord, I'm gonna snatch it back.
He kept wandering from camps to levees, from city to city, until he came to St. Louis on a cool evening. While the sun went down, a woman walked by, humming an odd tune.
I hate to see that evening sun go down.
And he asked her,
What are you singing?
Oh, I wasn't singing. I was talking.
What'd you say?
I was just saying, I hate to see the evening sun go down. Hate to go home. Hate to see that evening sun go down. My man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. There just ain't no reaching.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. Man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. What have you got?
I got the St. Louis blues.
The water boy had found his guitar on the St. Louis levee. He put down the words of blues from Memphis to Mobile, New Orleans and Texas, and soon he had a whole world singing blues. He had set down on paper a new American music.
I've just heard Destination Freedom's dramatization of the story of composer W.C. Handy, father of the blues, brought to you by the Chicago Defender newspaper and station WMAQ. Destination Freedom is written by Richard Durham and produced under the direction of Homer Heck. W.C. Handy was played by Fred Pinkert. Others were Louise Pruitt, Gladys Williams, Oscar Brown, George Kluge, Kurt Kupfer, Charles Mountain, William Nix, Cliff Norton, Tony Parrish, Arthur Peterson, and Les Spears. Greg Pascal is the singer. The special music was written by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Elwin Owen, Bobby Christian, and Claude Shiner. Blues selections were from The Blues, an anthology by W.C. Handy, and Shining Trumpet by Rudy Blesch. This is Hugh Downs inviting you to be with us again next week for another in our series on the Negro in Democracy, Destination Freedom. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.